And now dictation for Evelyn, E-V as in Victor, E-L-Y-N, Henry, H-E-N-R-Y, October 2nd, 39. Address as a letter to Dr. Abid, A-B-I-D, Khan, K-H-A-N. Dear Dr. Khan, a follow-up for Evelyn. Chronic kidney disease, underlying diabetes, hypertension, last visit in May. Chronic back pain, uses a walker, decreased urine flow, no burning, cloudiness, or bladder infection, emergency room visit for syncope, apparently dehydrated, one of those, she stayed there for 5 days, negative workup, 3 meals a day, problems of regurgitation, no vomiting, has a hiatal hernia, no bleeding, soft stools, at the time of hospital admission, that already has improved, but not completely back to normal. Chronic chest pain, prior stents, hard of hearing. No oxygen CPAP machine, wearing a heart monitor. For 30 days, almost completed. In the hospital, there was urinary retention. This is back within the last 1 year for coronary artery stents, but that's not a problem anymore. I review medications. I want to highlight aspirin and Plavix, nitrates, off the beta blockers. Presently takes no blood pressure medicine. Started on antivert, is causing some dry mouth. Next paragraph, blood pressure 130 over 70 on the right side. Lungs are clear, no consolidation, pleural effusion or RALS. Appears tachycardic but regular, around 110. No abdominal or back tenderness, no major edema and non-focal. Next paragraph. Chemistries. This is from October. Creatinine 1.2, which is actually better for the last 1 year, representing a GFR 44 stage 3B, normal electrolyte, acid base, and calcium, anemia around 10 with a normal white blood cell. In the hospital, there was low platelets, normal magnesium, phosphorus, no activity for blood protein in the urine. Recent kidney ultrasound. Both kidneys are small, 8.3 on the right, 8.5 on the left, without evidence of obstruction. No urinary retention. Incidental bladder diverticuli. MRI of the brain shows microvascular disease, otherwise no other abnormalities. Troponins were negative. Thyroid was normal. receive contrast for CT scan of the abdomen and pelvis. No acute process. Prior surgery at the level of gastroesophageal junction. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Chronic kidney disease is stable. If anything, improvement, no progression. Relatively small kidneys without obstruction or urinary retention. No activity in the urine for blood protein or cells. Continued management of diabetes, hypertension. Recent diarrhea that is resolving. Negative imaging to explain her symptoms of dizziness, although that sounds more like lightheadedness for her. She has prior history of coronary artery disease. I have no information about an echo. Concerned about the exposure to antivirals 3 times a day in an elderly person. High risk for confusion, falling, already having dry mouth and tachycardia. You have a follow-up on the next few weeks. All issues discussed with the patient and family. End of dictation.